Hey, hey, welcome back to Cream City Dreams, the podcast where I interview incredible Milwaukee women. I am your host, Megan Schultz, and this week I am coming to you on a Monday, if you're actually listening the week this episode drops, because of the time-sensitive information that this week's guest is offering. Today on the podcast, I have Stephanie Melnick of Melnick & Melnick Law, but also the woman behind Women's Entrepreneurship Week, which is May 6th through 10th, 2024. So I'm dropping this a couple days early so that there is plenty of time to soak up what is coming next week. So you can get your tickets early. Make sure you don't miss out because some of these sessions are filling up fast. And we'll talk about that in this episode. So without further ado, Stephanie Melnick. Today on the podcast, I have a repeat offender, something we haven't done before at Cream City Dreams. Today, I'm excited to welcome back Stephanie Melnick of Melnick & Melnick Law, SC, and also the woman behind the team responsible for bringing us the monthly speaker series, She Stands Tall, which loyal listeners may remember Shelly and I were a part of last fall at El Verno College, episode 42, season 4. You can still listen. But also the reason that she's here today, the Women's Entrepreneurship Week, which starts next Monday, May 6th, and runs through next Friday, May 10th. So if you are a woman in Milwaukee, if you're an entrepreneur, a budding entrepreneur, or someone with a dream in her pocket, you will want to listen to this episode to hear what's on offer. And I say repeat offender because Stephanie was one of our guests back in season 3 when we had our Dream Maker series. And these were women around town who are lifting other women up and supporting their dreams. And I'm excited to have her back today because what she and her team are doing with women's entrepreneurship in Milwaukee with both this upcoming week of events and also beyond that with all the ways that she's lifting up women is just so important. And I feel really strongly about sharing this work and encouraging women around town to get involved. So I'm really happy to have her back for season 5. So Stephanie, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be back.
Yeah.
It's so fun. I had such a great time last time. So.
Yay. Yeah. Well, and for those listeners, shame, who may not have listened to the previous episode, season 3, episode 32, can you just briefly give us the rundown? What is Women's Entrepreneurship Week? What's the history behind it? When did it start? Did you start it? Just a recap there.
Great question. Happy. Yes, we'll fill you in on all the info. So we did not start Women's Entrepreneurship Week here in Milwaukee. Started in 2017. Somebody ran it for a couple of years. They handed it off to somebody else. Somebody ran it and then ran into a pandemic. So they moved it virtual. So it was virtual for a couple of years. Then somebody handed it off to somebody else. And then it was virtual again. And then it was hybrid virtual and in person in 2022. And then last year we took it over in 2023 and decided to move it back to be all in person as it was originally intended and designed. We had a great event last year. It was so awesome. 400 people came between all the events. Wow. Most of them came to more than one thing. Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah. And we did a Milwaukee focus last year, but this time we've dispensed with that. And now it's really sort of just a general entrepreneurship focus. We have some people who are speakers that aren't from this area. We have people who are attending that aren't from the Milwaukee area. So while the events are all located here, you could really be an entrepreneur in particular from anywhere, in particular from the state of Wisconsin, and definitely find something of value to learn at this event.
Interesting. So it was one of my questions. Is it for Milwaukee women? But I love that you're extending it. I know you were on Raina's podcast as well. You betcha she did she's up in Sheboygan. So I was excited to see that. So maybe there'll be some women from Sheboygan coming down.
We'd love that. It would be so fun. The feedback we got last year was, this was so great. I told my friends in other states about it and they were like, oh my gosh, we need to come to that or we need that here. And so what we learned last year and what I've learned just in working with women entrepreneurs and doing our speaker series with G Sansal is that women in particular, entrepreneurs in particular, crave that kind of support and connection and to learn from each other, right? Mm-hmm. We don't work in these, generally speaking, giant organizations, giant corporations. And so we really need to like learn from each other, lift each other up, be that people, the people to lean on. And so that community really didn't exist here. So we're building it, which is why our theme this year is building the table. Actually, it came out of, fun fact, last year it came out of an event we did on the first night, which was Leading Milwaukee. And one of the speakers was Kathy Thornton Bias of the Boys and Girls Club. Okay. And there was a lot of talk last year about getting a seat at their table, or what does that look like? And how do you demand a seat? And she said at some point, you know, maybe we should all just stop demanding a seat at this mystical table, at their table, and just build our own table. And so at that point, the kind of conversation shifted to say, well, what does it look like to build your own table and how should we do that? And so that gave birth to the theme for this year, which is build the table. So we're super excited.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Do you have the woman from She Slangs Wood who is literally building tables on your set?
No. Who is that?
Oh my gosh. Her name is Tonda Thompson. She's like an all-female carpentry. She builds all sorts of things, but she's got a coffee table building workshop.
Is she here?
Sign up for. She's in Milwaukee. I want to sign up for this. And actually, I want to get her on the podcast.
Okay. I have to reach out to her. Now we're going to have her do something because that's too good.
I know, right? I need a coffee table. And I saw that and I was like, dang, I want to sign up for this. Anyhow.
Oh my God. This, we have to get, okay. All right. We're going to figure something out. There are no spots for anything, but somehow we're going to figure something out.
Yes. I love it. I
don't know what it's going to be. We're going to think of something.
So, okay. Can you talk a little bit about the format? Is it all in one spot? Is it all over town again? What does that look like?
Yeah. So all of our daytime events, with the exception of one notable that we'll talk about, are all at the Charles Ellis Art Museum, which is on the east side of the city. It's so cool. It's a historic mansion. There's a lot of history there. And it was actually Charles Ellis's wife, Sarah Ball Ellis, who's really responsible for most of the collection. So that's really cool. So we got to hang out in this amazing space during the day. So all of our events are there, most part. And then at night, we're doing like we did last year. So we have a different keynote event each night, and we're going to a different venue every night. A couple of them we're going back to from last year. We're going to be back at Anodyne and Walker's Point. We're going to go back to Enlightened Brewing. And then we added a couple of new events, some new spaces in the mix. Okay. So for the most part, at least during the day, you can find us in the one spot.
Okay. And I noticed some of the afternoon ones are in like libraries or there's a few at the East Side Library. And
great point. Yes, I forgot about that. So what, how it worked is we planned a whole bunch of the events. So all the events we planned are either at the Alice or at these other events in the evening. And then we took applications from, we call them collaborators, other women who generally run businesses that wanted to host other events and had things to share. So they filled out an application. We had a committee review those and we fit as many as we could into the schedule. But they're at different locations. So yeah, a lot of those events are in I would say not all, but a lot of them are in libraries around the city, and most of them are kind of close-ish to the Alice.
Okay. And they're really, I mean, you run the gamut of topics for the week. There's some legal, there's accounting, there's social media and branding. I noticed a videography in there. Or using video, time management, networking skills, mothering and entrepreneurship. Are there any that you want to speak to in terms of what you're excited about seeing?
So we got feedback from last year, and what people seem to really love is they wanted to learn things, right? So that's where we get into the social media and the video. Like they wanted some real like hands-on, teach us about the stuff we need to know as entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And they also wanted the networking. The networking events were so popular. People were so excited to meet and talk to each other. And we sort of have our ways where we force people to move around. And I'm one of those people that go to a networking event. I find the three people I know, and then I have trouble moving around.
Don't leave the corner.
Which a lot of people admitted that's exactly how they are. So we have our ways where we force people to move around so they can meet different people and talk to different people. And then, of course, we have some inspiration, some social, some just fun, which is a lot of these evening events. So we're trying to really have a mix of, you know, you're going to walk away with skills you can use. You're going to walk away with hopefully contacts and email addresses and plans with people that you just met. So many people told us that they've since like partnered and collaborated with women they met at Women's Entrepreneurship Week. One woman told us that it changed her life because she met somebody from Summit Credit Union, that's our presenting sponsor, and was able to get financing for her business that she couldn't get from anybody else. So like, we're really hoping you walk away with that, plus just general inspiration of, because, you know, being an entrepreneur is so hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. And sometimes it feels really lonely and really like, do I really want to keep doing this? But I think after that week, you feel like, yes, I do. I'm not alone. This is going to be great. I have these people, you know, who have my back, and I'm going to keep going. So we hope you have some of that too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was going to ask you how you decided on the speakers, but it sounds like people self-applied to be a part of it.
For the collaborator events, they applied. For the other events that we planned, which are all the evening events and all most of the events that are at the museum in the morning, we plan those. It's a combination of people that have been speakers for us before in one capacity or another, people who were there last year that said we want to hear from her again, people who are experts in their field that we wanted to make sure we focused on in order to teach us some of those skills like social media and video and all those like hard skills that we really need to learn. So it's really kind of a mix of how we set up the lineup. And then we really, making a diverse lineup, making it inclusive is super important to us. And so we really tried really hard to make sure that our events show that and that we get different voices and different experiences and different industries. So we worked hard on that too.
Yeah, I noticed that actually one of our previous guests on this show, Ashley Valentine, was offering a session that was specifically for Black and brown women and entrepreneurs. So I think that diversity is important because our city is so diverse. So
exactly. Ashley had a great idea. She wanted to have a session for BIPOC women. And we're like, yes, how can we make this happen? And we found a spot at the Alice. And so we're really excited that it was her idea. And we're excited that she's willing to do it.
Yeah. And I do have to point out, I love that. And I think we said this last year too, the crossover from our guests to a lot of your speakers. Yeah. So like you've got Teresa and Rebecca from Interwoven, Dasha Kelly, Venus Williams, Lauren Feaster, Corey Jo Biddle, Cheryl Kniezel, Ashley, who I just mentioned, Megan Johnson of the Milwaukee Diaper Mission, Laura Diane Kesman, who's doing the videography from Lion Art Media, Nicole Acosta, Wendy Bauman. I love that there is this overlap that just reminds us how cool this city is and how many strong women we have in this community.
So many. And you know, it's so funny because last year we were like, who are we going to get for next year? Like, I don't know. This seems like it's going to be so hard. We're going to have, and it was so not hard. It was like, well, what were we thinking? Like, we thought we had like our speakers of like however many we had last year. We had just, that was it. We were done. And not even like that was tip of the iceberg. But it's just so funny when you're planning something for the first time, you think, how's it going to go? And we have, I think we added like 80 speakers this year between all of our events and all the collaborator events. So it's going to be quite a week. We're so, I mean, like truly so excited about it.
Yeah. So, okay. So logistically speaking, if women are interested, they go to your website, they have to sign up, they're free, they cost. How would that work?
Great. So yes, they all need to sign up for sure on our website. SheInStandsTallMKE.com. Click on the link that says WOW, and you can click on the full schedule and then go event by event and click on bios for the speakers and see their pictures and all that good stuff. So some of the event, all the evening events cost, they're all $35, each of the evening events. Our morning events, the ones at 8 o'clock in the morning, there's cost for those. We're providing breakfast and coffee at all of those because, I mean, obviously.
Obviously, yes, we need coffee at 8 a.m.
And we're providing food at all the evening events because, I mean, obviously.
So like a full on dinner, people could come hungry and eat dinner there.
Yeah, for sure. And really, if I do say so myself, really good food.
Yeah. I saw Flower Girl and Flame.
Monday Cafe Corazon. I'm not going to tell you I remember all of them, but it's all on the website. So really all the details of that level are on the website. We're also super excited. Wednesday night at the Sugar Maple, we're doing a comedy show, the All Women Comedians. This is like the after party I wanted to plan last year, but for the first year, we were kind of at our limit and we put that on the table for next year. And so we're doing that this year. So there's tickets for that. So it's kind of a mix of, there's lots of free events and then there's some that are paid and it's kind of a mix. And of course, we're also, if you want to just go to lots of stuff, you can buy a membership that'll include access to everything. And that's $175. You can buy that on the website too. And then just sign up for everything.
And that's a bargain. If you're planning on going to all the things, you might as well get yourself a membership for sure.
For sure. Even if you're going like, I mean, you can do the math, but even if you're going on a lot of the things, it's probably worth just buying the membership. That's what I'm going to say. So those are the logistics of how it works. And there's lots of free events. So it's we really tried hard to keep it kind of a mix.
And I will say too that I have a friend, Angela McManaman, who was a guest on the show, stand-up comedian. She's hilarious. And she did a show with the woman you have. Is it Chastity Washington? Yes. She was hilarious too. So I have no doubt that's going to be a fun event.
I'm very excited about it. And Sugar Maples, woman-owned also.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be really fun.
Yes. Yes. I love the emphasis on women this whole week. So obvious that you and your team are really intentional about where you put yourselves, where you spend the money, you know, so thank you for that too.
Yeah, we're committed. We will not. It's Women's Entrepreneurship Week. Anybody can attend. So if somebody who identifies as a man wants to come, he is more than welcome, but we will not give a microphone. We will not have a speaker that is somebody who identifies as a man. So if you identify as a woman or non-binary, we will potentially can apply. We might ask you to speak, however that goes, but we will not. That's just not what this is about.
Yep. Yep. Power to the woman.
Yeah, exactly.
So this week is next week, May 6th through 10th. If people are so inspired and they just want more and more from this beyond this week, can you want to just talk a little bit about the couple things that you guys offer after this week finishes, the Your She Stands Tall? And I don't know where you're at with your cohorts, but.
Yeah, absolutely. We do a speaker series every month. We're very excited because on June 11th, which is this next speaker event after Women's Entrepreneurship Week, we're going to look at where are they now. So we're going to take some speakers that we've featured on the She Stands Tall stage somewhere in the past 7 years and talk to them again and look at how their business has changed. There's kind of probably going to be some discussion of how the pandemic affects your business and all that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And we're partnering with Bars and Rec, which is also woman owned, and we're going to be at Amped for that event. So we're really excited about that. I think that's going to be a really fun one. And then we do events every month in different locations. Sometimes they're at our office, sometimes they're in other places. And all that information is too on our website.
Cool. Cool. Well, I know I am excited. I just signed up for a bunch of these events. So I'm really looking forward to getting out and about that week. I purposely scheduled nothing. I'm going to try to get sitters for my kids every evening because we're entering into the sporty season. So we got all the things every night, but I'm really going to try hard to make it because it's a super impressive lineup. So
can I highlight a couple events for you?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Please do. Yes.
Okay. So we're starting out with our first event of the week is Meet and Eat. This is a redo of event we did last year. This time we're going to have a little intro from Stacia Thompson from the Sherman Phoenix. The mayor will also be there, the mayor of Milwaukee. That'll be fun. Yay. And we're going to do some intentional networking. So you're going to get to talk to some other people, have some coffee, have some breakfast. People loved this event last year. It was so fun and it really set the energy and the vibe. So we're super excited about that to do that again. On Friday afternoon, we had a really cool opportunity to do a film screening during Women's Entrepreneurship Week.
Mm.
So there's going to be a film screening of the movie Show Her the Money, which is about financing entrepreneurs and what that looks like and why women only get some crazy 2% of all venture capital money. So we're super excited. And following that, we're going to have a panel of people who are involved, either one entrepreneur who actually got some funding and knows how that process works, and then different people who, like Wendy Bauman of Wibig, who was a guest, Julie Spitzik from Summit Credit Union, Heather Wendler of Doyen Group is going to moderate that panel. So we can watch this film and understand it and then listen to how these people talk about it and what's difficult about financing and how can we be better at it? What can we do? And on top of it all, we're partnering with Milwaukee Film for that. So that will be at the Oriental Theater, which anybody who's been there knows is such a cool space, and such a cool history, and is located less than 10 minutes walking distance from the Alice Art Museum. So we think that will be really, really fun. And the film screening event is free. So when do you get to go to the Oriental see a movie for free? So we really hope people will join us for that because I think it's going to be really interesting on multiple levels. And one of the producers of the film will be there too to talk about how they made it and why and all that sort of thing. So we think that will be extra special.
Yeah.
So all of the keynote events, we're focusing on a different theme, I guess. So Monday is building community, and these women are building different kinds of communities of one sort or another. So that's going to be really fun. Tuesday event is building goods. So we're talking to people who are making different kinds of products all over the city, from, you know, Daniela Varela, who makes Ruby's Bagels.
Mm, the best bagels in town.
The best bagels and a delicious product, to be sure. Mm-hmm. To Carol Nixon, who is the editor of Milwaukee Magazine, publisher of Milwaukee Magazine. So we're really kind of running and lots of things in between. So we're super excited about that. Wednesday is building change. And so this is an event where women whose change is somehow incorporated in the DNA of their business are all talking, including Ashley Valentine, who we've talked about already, mm-hmm. and Dasha Kelly Hamilton, who you mentioned already, mm-hmm. Dana Spandad from Flower Girl and Flame, who we mentioned already. So all different women who are incorporating change, different sorts of change, but change at some level in every part of their business. And mm-hmm. I'm giving you the very high level overview of this. All the speakers and all their bios is all on the website. So there's that.
Yep.
And Thursday, we're doing making art. So we're featuring a panel of 5 artists in this general area. And there will also be a maker's market. And this event was so hugely popular last year. This is the one event where we're doing kind of part 2 from the one we did last year. And in our maker's market, I think we had 18 or so makers last year, and we've like doubled it for this year. So it's going to be very, very fun. We're super excited. And there will be, you know, Flower Girl and Flame pizza. So
yum.
Yeah. So, and then Friday night, we're going to celebrate the whole thing and have some drinks at Palomino and toast the builder. So, you know, celebrate what the week was, you know, have a great experience at Palomino, which is also woman owned. And, you know, I cried last year at the end of it. Like, yeah, it was a lot, but it's going to be super good. We're excited.
Yeah. Well, good, good. Well, I hope listeners are excited about this. I hope they get themselves to your website, sign up for all of the events, as many as you can make. I think it's going to be an excellent week. I know you and your team have been working really, really hard on this for probably what, since last summer, maybe even.
Yeah.
I like put out calls to build that team. So I love what you're building. I love that the theme is around building. I love that we're building our own table here in Milwaukee. So thank you for everything you're doing. And I will put links to all of these in our show notes and with the newsletter that will go out this week as well. So
thank you so much. This was so fun. And I'm truly honored to be the only repeat offender, as you say, so far.
Yes. Yes. Well, let's do it again next year. Let's do it again next year.
It would be my pleasure. This is like so much of this is a labor of love. I can't wait.
Yes. Yep. I feel you on the labor of love.
Yeah. I know you do.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much.
All right, listeners, especially local listeners who think they can make it to any of these events next week, it is worth checking out. She Stands Tall MKE.com, all one word, She Stands Tall MKE.com. If you head there and click on the WEW, Women's Entrepreneurship Week link, you'll get the full schedule, you'll get the bios, you'll get the calendar, and that's where you want to sign up for these events. Some of them are running short on tickets, so be sure to get there sooner than later so that you don't miss out on any of these incredible women. And really, if you look at who they've got, it's the who's who of Milwaukee women. So don't miss this week. Thank you to Stephanie for joining me. I hope we'll have a repeat performance in 2025 because this one will have been so successful that we have to do it again. We are not going to run out of incredible women for these kinds of events, nor am I going to run out of them for this podcast. In fact, this week, May 1st, starts National Mental Health Awareness Month, and I am super excited on the podcast next week to welcome Sarah Ornst Bloomquist, the co-founder and executive director of Moms Mental Health Initiative. And we are talking about supporting moms who are experiencing perinatal mood disorders or anxiety issues or postpartum depression, things that happen to more women than you would think. And so as we begin this month of mental health awareness, I hope you'll join me for that conversation, whether you are a mom or not, because we all know moms. and we all need to support moms. So tune in next week when you'll hear that interview with Sarah. And until then, Milwaukee, keep on dreaming.